With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Whip Senator John Thune is asking Donald Trump to stay out of the debate over who will succeed Mitch McConnell as GOP leader in the next Congress. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Thune has served as leader McConnell's number two since 2019, but much like his soon-to-be former boss, does not enjoy the support of President-elect Trump. Two other Republicans vying for the job, Rick Scott of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas, are both Trump supporters and spent a significant amount of time with him on the campaign trail. Conservatives hope that, unlike during his first term, President Trump will enjoy robust support from both a GOP-controlled House and a Senate where Republicans will hold at least a 53-seat majority. Bye. Reporting.
Meanwhile, a judge has canceled all remaining court deadlines in Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith requested that the federal judge overseeing the case cancel upcoming court deadlines to give prosecutors time to assess the appropriate course going forward. The move comes after Trump's election victory this week and in light of long-standing Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Smith charged Trump last year with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election, a case Trump criticized as politically motivated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, meteorologists are monitoring a weather system that could hit Southern California next week, but it's not expected to bring another round of extreme winds like earlier this week. Firefighters have gained ground against a wildfire that's destroyed at least 132 structures, mostly houses. Ventura County Sheriff James Tryhoff said Friday that 3,500 houses have been repopulated, but residents of 2,000 homes still have not been able to go back. You'll find more on these stories, news, analysis, and more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Florida is removing a lot of books from its school libraries. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in the state recently passed a measure requiring that schools no longer expose students to pornographic content or items that promote homosexuality. It turns out there's a lot of it out there. The Tallahassee Democrat reports more than 4,000 books have been removed from school libraries, most of which were pornographic or featured LGBT themes. Several other states are also cleaning up their public school libraries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, 3/4 of the general public now believe anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher amongst those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, and the trend was underway before the 2023 Hamas attack. This is SRN News. It's one of the most under-publicized policies of some of the biggest U.S. retailers.
Sometimes the retailers give customers full refunds and let them keep the unwanted items, too. Companies such as Amazon, Walmart, and Target have decided some items are not worth the cost or hassle of getting back. Analysts say the companies offering returnless refunds do it somewhat sporadically, typically reserving the option for low-cost objects or ones with limited resale value. But some online shoppers say they've also been allowed to keep more pricey products. John Scott reporting.
The Federal Reserve cut its key rate by a quarter point in response to the steady decline in the once high inflation that had angered Americans and helped drive Donald Trump's president's election victory this week. The rate cut follows a large half-point reduction last month, and it reflects the Fed's renewed focus on supporting the job market as well as fighting inflation. This is SRN News.